Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
With Virgin Mobile. Freedom is calling to brighten up your winter mornings. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, it has been announced this morning that a special joint Oireachtas committee is to be established to examine issues around international surrogacy. Now, assisted human reproduction legislation is currently being drafted by the Department of Health in conjunction with the Office of the Attorney General. Now, a few months ago, a young mother from Dublin, Sinead Gallagher-Hederman, told us about the need for this. And Sinead joins me on the line. Sinead, great to have you back on.
Great to be back on. Thanks a million for having me back.
It's great to have you. Just remind people, you have a beautiful baby boy called Theo. How old is he now?
He's 9 months old now.
Nine months old. Bless. Now, Theo was born in the Ukraine after a long road for yourself and Mark to become parents. Can you tell anyone who missed your interview why you decided to look into surrogacy?
Yeah, so we had done, up until that point, we'd done 13 cycles of IVF. And
wow.
We'd had a few losses along the way. Mm-hmm. And it just, you know, we'd come to the end of the road where it just wasn't working. So we were kind of, we were looking at the different options, and surrogacy seems to be the only one at that point in time that would be viable for us. So that's why we embarked on our surrogacy journey to have Theo.
Okay. And you're on unpaid leave at the moment to look after him.
Yeah.
Is that because you're not entitled to maternity?
Yeah, so I wouldn't be entitled to maternity leave because I wouldn't be legally recognised as Theo's mother. So this is where the problem is in surrogacy. There's always one parent that isn't recognised in Irish law.
Isn't that crazy?
When you
every time I talk about it, I have someone on, it just blows my mind. It really does. Can you just explain, what are the other legal obstacles that you faced since Theo was born?
Well, it's just medical would be a big one for a lot of families. Like, so when Theo was getting his vaccinations, the first vaccinations that Theo would have had, Mark would have had to bring him in. And I was waiting kind of outside the doctor's surgery. I couldn't go in because I wasn't Theo's legal parents. So, and then from then, Mark actually had to sign a form of consent to allow me to bring Theo for the second and third lot of injections. So that's kind of what you face. And he had to go in, there was a suspected like click hip. So he had to go into Temple Street. And when I rang, I explained the situation and I was told that Mark would have to bring him in. So yeah, you just,
to your face with
those
these
situations,
walls.
Your
oh my God.
Yeah.
God forbid you're ever in an emergency situation. Like,
yeah,
that could be catastrophic. Your mom has been a great help too, but this legal limbo also affects grandparents, doesn't it?
Yeah, basically it extends to like all of my side of the family. So for parents, it's like one side of their extended family is affected. There is no legal relationship there with the child. So it just doesn't stop with the mother or the father. It goes beyond that.
Sinead, what are you hoping will come from this news? This new joint Oireachtas committee that's been announced today. What's the most positive outcome?
Well, it's a huge, huge day and a step forward for surrogacy
yeah.
in Ireland. It's very much welcomed by myself and other families. To ensure that we both get have a legal relationship with our children. I suppose what I would hope, and I know others around the country, different organisations and parents, like, what we're looking for is to see the Conor O'Mahony report influence the terms of reference. They're due, I think, to be released today. Actually, Irish Families Through Surrogacy are actually at a briefing with Helen McEntee at the minute. So they should be released today. I suppose, you know, as it stands, the AHR bill is being held up because of surrogacy. It hasn't been looked at. So, you know, we'd like to see the committee, like, they've announced the committee, but when is the committee actually going to start? Is it going to be 2 weeks? Is it going to be a month's time? We've been told in the past that it would be like for a specific period of time. So I think 3 months with maybe an extension of a further month. But does that include breaks? Like, you know, so we kind of need to get to the bottom of that because we need, as it stands, like parents around the country can't protect our children without having a legal relationship. The children are vulnerable. They're unequal to other children that are growing up with. So it's
a pressing
the time
issue.
Has come. Yeah, it is for the children that are here, and just to even, you know, have more regulation around surrogacy so all parties are protected. And that's essentially what parents that have gone through surrogacy want. That's what we looked for when we were doing this. But to actually have regulation there would be so much better for everybody involved.
The child.
Yeah.
The child. Yeah, this is about the child at the end of the day, Sinead. How do we keep the pressure on? How do we make sure this gets over the line and we get a positive outcome? How do we do that?
Well, I suppose the media has been hugely influential in helping, to be honest with you, because it's given the awareness to surrogacy. Like, we've been meeting on a constant basis with all different ministers, different parties we've been engaging with. There's a coalition now as well, and they're meeting regularly. So parents no longer are sitting back and accepting it. There's been, in the last year, parents are saying, no, I'm not taking this anymore. So I think there's momentum there now, and I think if we just continue doing what we're doing and bringing it to people's attention, you know, they will do the right thing.
And I commend you and everybody who's spoken out about this, because it's not easy. You know, you have a baby. I could barely brush my hair when I had a baby. And you have to fight for the rights of your child. And that is that is amazing. And it is moving in the right direction. But listen to these stories. Help where you can. Can people follow progress on social media and stuff like that, and share stories?
So you've got Irish Families Through Surrogacy. They're an organisation that are representing like parents and families around the country. You have Equality for Children, Irish Gay Dads, LGBT. These are all members of the coalition, and they're all fighting for the rights of surrogacy.
Fighting hard, absolutely.
Yeah.
Sinead, you have some news yourself.
Yeah.
Would you like to share with us?
Yeah. So, So after our 14 rounds of IVF, and with Theo obviously involved, we completed another round there in November, the 4th of November. I had a transfer of 2 embryos in Prague, and it's positive news. I don't actually know how, but I'm pregnant and I'm 14 weeks.
Oh my God! Yeah. Congratulations!
And it's twins as well.
Oh, so. My
yeah,
days.
Double trouble.
Yeah. Is it weird to actually say those words after all you've been through?
Yeah, it's still like, to be honest, I still
find nervous.
It hard to believe.
And hard to
I'm
believe,
very,
yeah.
very nervous,
of
obviously.
Course. Of course.
So like at the start, I got the test. We did the test, and sure, myself and Mark, the usual, we do about 3 or 4 tests to make sure it's actually true. And we had the blood test done with the doctor. And it came back on the Friday, and it was really high. It was like the highest I've ever had. The blood level, HCG level. So, everything was great. And then the following week, I had a massive bleed. So that would be kind of characteristic of what's happened with me before.
Okay.
So I thought at that stage that, you know, the baby was gone. So we were rushed into the emergency department in Rotunda. But thankfully, they did a scan, and I was actually there myself at the start, and because Mark had to wait outside, she did a scan, and she could see the 2 sacs. But sure, I thought maybe one of them was gone because of the bleed, but they brought Mark in for the internal scan, and it was announced that we had 2 perfectly healthy babies there.
Incredible. So. Congratulations.
Yeah, and it's been good since, so we're just keeping all our fingers crossed.
You don't, it, you know. So listen. To the government, you don't need any more stress, you know?
No.
You don't need any more stress. We need
no.
to get this over the line, Sinead.
No, but I really do believe, I think there's been, the momentum, as I said, is there.
Yeah.
There's parents speaking out all over the country. The public are supporting it. Like any ministers we've spoken to have been supportive. I genuinely think there's a will there to do it and to do it right. And that's what I'm saying. Like, we just need to protect everybody involved. But, you know, at the end of the day, the children that are actually here already, like, it's so, so important that they're protected right now. Do you know that it's not left on the long finger anymore? Like, we've kids that are hitting 18 and they'll never have that legal relationship with their parents. And we don't want to see that happen again with more generations, you know.
So, no, absolutely not. And not only the kids we have now, but the hundreds and thousands of kids coming down the road into this country, like this texter says. Yeah. Let me just read this out to you, Sinead. First of all, a lot of texts coming in. Someone's bawling, listening to you. Huge congratulations to you and Mark. Someone else says, my baby will be born in the Ukraine next month. It has been a long and harrowing journey to get here, but when we met our surrogate, everything just fell into place. We don't need any more pain. This needs to be sorted. That's from Andrea. So for all those babies coming down the line as well, we need protection there. And it feels like something's changing though, right?
Yeah, I do. I think things are changing. But somebody asked me, is it this because you've had PO through surrogacy, Jennifer? And it was a good question. And I said, no. I said, do you know what else it's about? I said, nobody knows when this is going to come to their door. You never know, who's going to be affected by it. And I also was thinking to myself, if Theo in years to come, if he was to marry a man, how would he start a family? It's the only way he can start a family is through surrogacy. So I'd want the laws there for him to be able to do that. He's entitled to do that, you know? So it's about the bigger picture. It's about down the road. It's not just about here and now. Obviously, there's a real need now for the children to be protected, but it's long term.
It's about equality.
Well.
It's about equality for everybody, and giving Theo and every other child and every other person the right to be able to have that and to do that. You are so right. Will you put your feet up and take it easy now for the rest of the day? Sinead, to you and Mark, huge congratulations.
Thank
you so much for coming on the show again, and hopefully I'll talk to you soon with even more good news. Okay.
Hopefully, fingers crossed. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Sinead. Bye.
Thank
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There we go. So many texts coming in, wishing her and Mark congratulations. Such lovely, lovely news, and we wish her the very best of luck in the future.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.